TheChicks.com.
Bobby Bear, I'm a in the afternoon, 21 till, coming up actually on 21 till 6 o'clock. Radio 14 WHK. I do want to tell you that just a couple of minutes here, we'll be checking with J.R. Nelson in Chopper 1. He's only going to be able to stay up for a few minutes more, get a little precipitation, as J.R. calls it. And it is getting dark. It's a little difficult of course, he can still see the light. So, but anyway, we'll check with him on Chopper 1 traffic in just a couple of seconds here. Well, really, kind of an embarrassing thing today here at the radio station. Some of the executives here at the radio station did not realize us, guys. And where are they, man? Are they? I'm going to eat the martinis, or who knows? They didn't realize that we had a helicopter. So they came to me, see, Imus, and they said, "Hey, man, you can't be saying about this helicopter when we don't have a helicopter." So, you know, lucky I came to work early, because I took them down, showed them the helicopter. You know, and they just signed the checks. They don't care.
George Lamb was bitten by a computer the other day, and it may be one of the best things that ever happened to you. You see, George had just lost a little argument with one of those computers that never makes a mistake, when along comes Chevrolet and says, "George, you're doing so well, our computer expects you to sell 321 cars in the next 2 months." Now, Worcester isn't that big. Oh, it's nice, but it's not that big. 321, he said. Make it 400. So they did. Now George has to sell 400 cars in the next 2 months. Oh, he can do it, but he needs your help. Come on down to George Lamb Chevrolet in Worcester, and George thinks you'll get that new Chevrolet car or truck from him. Remember, he can probably beat the best legitimate price you can find on a Chevrolet car or truck, and he can offer the best service you're likely to find anywhere, and he can give you the unique opportunity to help him prove that computer wrong. George Lamb Chevrolet in Worcester. Wherever you live, a trip worth taking.
Strike three, and you're outfitted at Northern Ohio's only official Adidas store. Adidas, number one all over the world in sportswear and shoes. We invite you to stop in at Strike 3, Chagrin Boulevard and Brainerd Road, and see the selection of 1979 Adidas sportswear. Strike 3 will outfit you for all sports with the newest selection of warm-up suits and jackets, jogging shorts, tennis tops and shorts, and, of course, the famous Adidas shoes for every sport. Remember our name, Strike 3, at Chagrin Boulevard and Brainerd Road. That's Strike 3 for men and women.
Hey, gang, I want to tell you what I learned from my old buddy, Dave Suter, out at Ajax Brake Service Center. Just as some mechanics specialize in motors, Ajax specializes in brakes and wheel services. They're professionals. They really are, gang. And right now, before you go slipping and sliding into winter, Ajax wants you to get those front wheels tuned up. You know, you've been banging into curbs, dropping into chuck holes, and that just knocks the heck out of your wheels. Your car steers bad, your tires wear out faster. So right now, Ajax will align the front wheels on your car for only $9.95. The reason it's so reasonable is because Ajax wants to meet you and have you get acquainted with their brake and wheel services. So take advantage of this special, gang, and call 777-3038. 777-3038. And if you can't remember that, look for Ajax under brakes in the yellow pages. Make an appointment to get your wheels lined up for only $9.95 at Ajax, the wheel professionals who are stopping the world around you.
You certainly can. That's Charlie Rich and Janie Fricky. I'm Imus in the afternoon. It's 15 till 6, Radio 14, WHK.
Well, hi, my name's Amanda Arnold, and I'm vivacious.
16 acres, 750 cars and trucks. That's the Mullinax story. Hi, this is Joe Finan. Kenny Gollum and Ed Mullinax invite you to the biggest truck sale ever. You know, many dealers say, "Hey, we'll get you four-wheel drive, or we've got a van, or we've got this." But Ed Mullinax has over 200 four-wheel drives, vans, and all kinds of trucks ready for delivery right now. And Ed Mullinax, easy to get to from anywhere in Cleveland, out the new Route 2 to Amherst, about 20, 25 minutes from Fairview, North Olmsted, and the west side of Cleveland. And you're there. Get off at Amherst 58, take a left, and Route 58 about three-quarters of a mile. Ed Mullinax really is a friend of yours. And the big truck sale, over 750 cars and trucks, and you'll get delivery on a truck you want now. That's Mullinax Ford in Amherst, Ohio, Route 58, just off Route 2, heading west.
Relax with Alvin's Jewelers. Enjoy their expertise. Take comfort in their service. They do as you please. Feel comfortable with Alvin's. They're good at what they do. Have confidence in the professionals. Alvin's works for you.
Have you purchased a holiday gift for that someone special in your life? If not, Alvin's Jewelers suggests you consider a beautiful diamond ring, pendant, or earring. Alvin's offers a super selection on budget terms. Charge your purchase on an Alvin's charge. No interest charge if paid within 90 days of purchase. Visit Alvin's Jewelers, Minter Village Mall, Shortgate Shopping Center, and 690 East 185th.
Check traffic in Chopper 1 with Captain Nelson in 60 seconds.
Eastern Airlines, starting December 13th, we're proud to announce new service to Savannah. Savannah, Georgia is one of Eastern's newest cities, and we'll have three departures every day for Savannah. One early morning, early afternoon, and evening. And an Eastern Super Saver fare can get you there for less than you'd expect. For reservations and fare requirements, call your travel agent or Eastern Airlines.
We have to earn our way.
Clock, I'm Mr. Afternoon. Let's check with our eye in the sky, J.R. Nelson and Chopper One.
Right down. It's a beautiful day. Let's check I-95 north first. That looks good. I-95 southbound. No delays. We're over the Sound now. That looks good. Approaching the Triborough. Clear in both directions through the Bronx into Manhattan. There is a little congestion on FDR Drive southbound. Looks like a fender bender in the right-hand lane. Bear to the right there.
Not glued right, you know. 8 till 6 o'clock, I'm in the afternoon. Radio 14, WHK. Real hard for me to talk today. I'll mention this every once in a while. So I've been to the dentist, man, and just grinding on my mouth and stuff. And had actually a whole left side of my face was numb. I'm just working in the back teeth back there, and so they stick the needle in there, man, it really hurts. But the worst part is, when it was numb today, I bit my tongue. You know what I mean? So, I should have stayed home, so I should have done. But I'm too dedicated an employee to do that. Rain or shine, whether I feel well or not, I'm in here, man. Kicking donkey, you know? Hey, got a great news for you. Here's a chance now for you to win 4 tickets to get in on an exclusive preview showing Tuesday, December 12th at 8 o'clock in the evening at the Great Lakes Mall in Mentor of Clint Eastwood's brand-new movie, Every Which Way But Loose. If you're caller 14 at 578-1420, I'll whoop the tickets on you. Who's starting to get on our nerves a lot with these dopey songs. All of me. Number 4 this week. That's pretty good, huh? Well, just burning up the charts. Coming up on 3 till 6 o'clock, I'm Mr. Afternoon, Radio 14 WHK. Or the interesting coincidence, While I was at the dentist today, so was Reverend Hargis and Crazy Bob and Judge Hanging and Ronald and Tina and the rest of them. It was all there, and they all have sore mouths. And well, I'll tell you. Plus, my dentist, who does not like me to mention his name on the air because he doesn't want anybody to know that he treats me, what did he say? He said he just didn't need that kind of publicity. I think that's what he said. Anyway, he's a nice guy. But he won't give you any drugs or nothing. You know, he just tells you to take aspirin. And the boy in New York is a lot different than New York, man. They give you anything you want. Just give you some elephant tranquilizers or just... actually, they give you acid, man, if you want it. You go to the dentist in New York, I don't care. I'll give you LSD, Jim. Anything you want. It's not here. It's Anacin. Anyway, I don't care. I'm just in a lot of pain taking Anacin. I'll play this record now for you. And then the Marboon's going to do the news, then we're all going to take a nap.
Some opposition to car inspection. I'm Marv Boone, WHK News. The Northeast Ohio Area-Wide Coordinating Agency says it opposes a state plan requiring annual auto inspections to make sure vehicles meet pollution standards. Instead, NOAACA officials suggest the state focus its attention on reducing industrial emissions of the same types of pollutants. A NOAACA report concludes there's no need for a motor vehicle inspection and maintenance program in Cuyahoga, Lake, Geauga, Medina, and Lorain counties. The five counties now violate federal limits for ozone pollution, which is similar to smog. But the NOAACA report contends that federally required improvements by auto manufacturers will remove the problem by 1987. 601 on your local news and weather station, WHK, Cleveland. Steel hauling trucks in Ohio and other states were hit by gunfire today as a strike by independent steel haulers entered day number 26. Snipers also showered bullets on trucks carrying steel through Pennsylvania and Indiana, prompting police in all three states to offer escorts to steel hauling truck convoys upon request. Is the mayor bluffing? Council Majority Leader Basil Russo thinks so when Kucinich says he'll lay off 400 members of the safety forces to balance the budget. Russo says the mayor could find 400 employees in other departments to lay off first. But Finance Director Joseph T. Green says the mayor is not bluffing. The president of the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association, William McNay, and Firefighters Union head Jack Gannon say Cleveland won't have essential services if firefighters and policemen are laid off. They say both departments already are understaffed. Yellow Cab is starting a daily limousine service between the Terminal Tower and Cleveland's Amtrak station on the lakefront. It'll begin Thursday, will cost $1.50 per person. Oliver Ocasek, who's president pro tem of the Ohio Senate, today lashed out at President Carter for criticizing the pay raise state lawmakers voted themselves last week. Ocasek says Carter should be as concerned about prices as he is about pay raises. Rescue teams pushed through deep snow in northern Colorado today to reach the wreckage of a small airliner that crashed last night. They found 21 survivors from the 22 passengers and crew aboard the plane. And Senate Minority Whip Ted Stevens of Alaska sat up in bed at a hospital in Anchorage today and read newspaper accounts of the plane crash last night that killed his wife and four other people and left him seriously injured. His condition reported as stable. California Senator Sam Hayakawa suggests the widespread use of marijuana in the U.S. is turning millions of American men toward homosexuality. Hayakawa points to the finding of a University of California professor that pot smoking increases the level of female hormones in the male body. The senator says those who use marijuana heavily and continuously to a great degree do so at a sacrifice of their masculinity. And some of the men even grow breasts. People in the passing parade, actress Melina Mercouri, now a member of the Greek Parliament, is her usual fiery self. She's refusing to pay her electric bill to the state-owned company because part of the money goes to run the government-owned radio TV service. And Melina doesn't like the programming. Xavier Cuga, divorced from Charo at age 78, planning to marry another much younger woman. But there's no truth to the rumor he's looking for a house near a school. Pete Rose made it official today, announced he has signed a four-year contract with the Philadelphia Phils. The veteran batting star will get $3,200,000, making him the highest-paid player in baseball history. Taking stock of Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials closed up 13.68. Next, the word from the WHK weather station.
Holiday gift shopping can be a pleasure unless you're looking for something unique. Then the holiday season can become frustrating as you scurry from store to store trying to find something. Now here's a really unique suggestion from Heights Philatelic at 2116 and a half South Taylor Road in Cleveland Heights. Stamp collecting is a hobby that will last a lifetime. Make this Christmas the beginning of that lifetime hobby for your friends and family. Currently, Heights Philatelic has for holiday gift giving a complete selection of Harris stamp albums, Scott stamp albums, and beginner starters kits at 25% off their low prices. Also, you'll find the popular Star Wars stamp collector's kit and Stamps and Needlepoint by Everloom, all at 25% off. Or call Bob Luce at 371-1083, and he'll tailor a collection to meet your needs. You can charge your purchase to Visa or MasterCharge. Be creative this Christmas. The first step is to call Heights Philatelic at 371-1083 for more information. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 9 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday noon to 5.
Sign of the day. Commuters on Conrail's New Haven line saw a billboard alongside the railroad tracks that read, "The Lord is coming soon." And someone had written underneath, "Not if he takes the New Haven." Well, let's check out the weather line. Cloudy and cold tonight. Occasional snow is possible, a low of 26. Cloudy, a chance of snow tomorrow, high of 40. Snow possible Thursday, a high of 40. Rain or snow on Friday. Wind from the south at 12 miles an hour. Right now, 42 degrees at the airport, 41 at your weather station. I'm Marv Boone, Radio 14 News. Now more WHK Country with Imus in the afternoon.
Marv, this is your friend Imus in the disc jockey studio.
Yes, friend Imus.
I did want to make it plain that me complaining about this weather stuff has nothing to do with you. You just get it, you know, right?
That's right. I can't report something I don't have.
Yeah,
it's like a news story.
Yeah,
days news is slow, you know. They say, why don't you have more local news? Yeah, well, it isn't. You know, you can't make it.
But let me tell you how dumb, how really ignorant the people are that run this radio station. Do you know that they came to me today and said, you can't run those helicopter reports because we don't really have a helicopter. They didn't know that we had a helicopter.
Is that right?
No, I had to take him out of the general manager. He just signs the checks. He doesn't care. I had to take him. He paid $70,000 for a helicopter. He didn't even realize it. I had to take him down there to the pad today and show him.
Well.
So anyway.
Okay.
Well, I didn't want you to think I was getting on you about the weather, because I know that you don't have nothing to do with that.
No, not at all. You know, they just don't issue many weather forecasts.
I know. I don't understand what the hell's going on. Hey, did I tell you about the Idi Amin double? Well, we went through that yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. You want to tell it again?
No, it's okay. Have a nice night.
Yeah, you too, Doc.
Thank you, Mark. Get on my love train, baby. After 6 o'clock, I'm in the afternoon, Radio 14 WHK. Congratulations to Carol Lorig of Cleveland. Carol won 4 tickets to see the new Clint Eastwood movie in this special premiere showing, exclusive actual preview showing, that will be held December 12th at 8 o'clock at the Great Lakes Mall in Mentor. Isn't that great? Well, I'll give you a chance again this hour to win 4 tickets to go see the movie. It's going to be fun. Joe Sam's going to be there. This was a real strange dude that called here all hour or so ago. And it should be a whole lot of fun. Reverend Hargis and Crazy Bob and all the gang's not here today. And I'm barely here because Dennis was working on my mouth, and it's all awful. Plus, while my whole side of my head was numb, I bit my tongue. And it just really hurts. And my dentist is the kind of dentist that won't give you no drugs, no sodium pentothal or no LSD or nothing. So I just have to make it on Anacin. A warm Coke. Coca-Cola. after 6 o'clock. Live us in the afternoon, Radio 14 WHK. Cleveland weather looks like this. Cloudy and cold tonight with occasional snow maybe. Low about 26. Cloudy with a chance of snow tomorrow and a high near 40. Snow possible Thursday with a high near 40. Rain or snow likely on Friday. Wind from the south at 12 miles an hour. It's 42 at the airport right now. 41 at your weather station. The spirit of Christmas is giving and receiving. So keep the spirit in Christmas by making sure your cards and gifts arrive on time. To make Christmas merrier, mail early this year.
Welcome to Best Buy.
Hi. You see the shirt pocket?
Mm-hmm. We're having a family reunion over the holidays, and the only way my husband said he'll take any pictures is if we can find a camera small enough to fit his shirt pocket.
We have just what you're looking for.
I told you he'd say that. Thanks anyway for your time.
But honey, he says he has a camera that'll fit.
Huh? Right. The Minolta 450E pocket camera.
You're kidding. Let me see that.
See, it does fit.
Yeah. But where do the flash bulbs go?
There aren't any. The 450E is a built-in pop-out electronic flash.
Ooh, that's wonderful.
And Best Products has the Minolta 450E camera with built-in close-up lens and five-zone focusing for just $67.96.
$67.96?
You could pay up to $99.95 in many other places.
We'll take it.
Oh, that's great.
Glad I can help.
Don't mention it. Say, honey, do you think your Uncle Harry will dance with the vacuum cleaner again this year? I'd like a shot of that.
There are three Best Product showrooms in the Cleveland area. One's on Day Drive behind Parmatown Mall.
When you're ready for your home to make a statement about you, and nothing but the best will do. When it's time to do things right, and you want to be sure, shop the elegance of Rush, Rush Furniture.
Furniture, 5195 Mayfield Road, just east of Richmond Road.
16 after 6 o'clock, I'm in the afternoon, Radio 14 WHK. See, Frank's a kidder, isn't he? Let's see what we got. It's 18 after 6 o'clock, I'm in the afternoon, Radio 14 WHK. Two lonely people, 21 after 6 o'clock. I'm missing the afternoon. Radio 14 WHK. I tell you, we're all sitting here on the edge of our seats wondering what in the world Sam Ratigliano is going to say on the Sam Ratigliano Show with Gib Shalley. And, darn, it comes up at, we just got another 8 minutes. Just have to wait, you know. But it will be on at 6:30, and it's brought to you by Uncle Bill's and the folks at your Ontario store and the gang that make turtle wax. You know, stand by for all of that. I want to give you a chance now to, I'll tell you. Did I tell you about my mouth? Yeah, I guess I did. Oh, dentist boy. See, it make your whole mouth numb. And then you bite your tongue. It's awful, God. I want to give you a chance now to win four tickets to get in on the world premiere of this real neat movie, Every Which Way But Loose, starring Clint Eastwood and... Radio 14 WHK, we've arranged a private premiere screening just for you and a bunch of your sleazo porker friends. So in the event you have some porker friends, we do know they are sleazos. Well, anyway, if you'll be the 14th caller at 578-1420, I will whoop these four tickets right on your face. This is Charlie Rich. Charlie
Dolly Rich and the most beautiful girl in the world. That's right. It's 25 after 6 o'clock. I'm in the afternoon. Radio 14 WHK. Congratulations now to Greg Reed of Cleveland. Greg was the 14th caller, and he wins 4 tickets for the premiere preview showing of Clint Eastwood's new movie, Any Every Which Way But Loose. And that'll happen at 8 o'clock on the evening of December 12th. And it should be a whole lot of fun. 26 now, after 6 o'clock. This is Larry Gatlin. Larry Gatlin. Oh, my, Larry. So good, don't he? 6:29. I'm missing the afternoon. Radio 14, WHK. Well, we can't wait any longer. Even though it's a minute early, we're going to get it on right now. The Sam Artigliano Show with Gib Shanley, brought to you by Uncle Bill's, the Ontario stores, and the folks that make Turtle Wax. And Turtle Wax is good stuff to put on your car because it puts a bond on there that locks out snow, sleet, salt, slush, and all that other stuff. And in addition to that, it makes your car look pretty. And you don't want that to happen, don't you? Turtle Wax is a hard shell finish, Turtle Wax. You've heard him say that. Chanted, actually. Nudes. Does any wonder why the Turtle is the world's number one seller? Liquid or paste, the Turtle warts off winner. Get it at all Ontario stores and Uncle Bill's stores today.
Go Browns!
The Sam Artigliano Show with Gib Shanley.
Now let's talk with Coach Sam Artigliano. Sam, Seattle does not look like a young expansion team.
No, I think that the parity in the league has helped Seattle a great deal. But I think one of the things that helps the team more than anything else is to have an outstanding quarterback. I saw him 3 years ago when he first broke into the league, and he's mature now. They've helped themselves with two fine running backs. Largent, who was a rookie at that time, has matured, and they've gotten some help outside. And that's the one thing, and even talking to these Seattle people, they felt they had the edge over Tampa, you know, last year, that can really bring the franchise together a lot faster. And you know, I think that Zorn is one of the keys, and they've done a good job in other areas in terms of giving themselves balance, particularly offensively.
It's apparent in the NFL these days you don't have to have a squad full of 7, 8, 9 year veterans.
No, I think that that's due to the fact that, you know, you have 28 teams and the talent is spread, and you could see teams even like New England just three years ago, and some of the other teams that have, Green Bay, who was down, have an opportunity, or Philadelphia. It doesn't take as long to get everything together if you can just hit some of the key spots as far as personnel is concerned.
Did you feel the Browns should have been up for Sunday's game because the playoff chances were there?
Well, there's no question about that. We felt that, you know, we were alive for the playoffs and had an opportunity to, you know, regardless of what happened, even though it would have been difficult for us, we could have kept our chances alive. But those are things that, are, as a coach, that are very difficult to figure out. You know, just like San Diego last week going to Kansas City with the same hopes alive, and they lost to Kansas City 23-0. So I guess, you know, as I've said many times, when you get the answer to those questions, it's going to be a lot easier to coach. And I guess it'll be a lot easier to live, too, because you never really know what goes on, you know, between a man's ears.
Listen tomorrow at 6:30 for the Sam Artigliano Show.
Brought to you by the folks at Uncle Bill's and Ontario Stores and the gang that makes Turtle Wax. At 6:32, I'm Imus in the afternoon, Radio 14 WHK.
Stars.
greatest hits of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.